From the Mind of Critic, March 23rd, 2019. If we had our rights and dignity stripped for generations, but once we did finally gain them, we subjugated and persecuted others just as we once were, did we really learn anything? Are we so eager to get our humanity back that once we do gain control over our own destiny, we overcompensate because we're so worried about slipping backward that we view any dissent as an attack on sovereignty and completely ignore our own teachings of love, justice, and unity of the world's peoples? By all our overcompensating, are we setting the groundwork for reestablishing the original human vulgarity, which caused us to be persecuted and displaced for thousands of years? Is it not us, the people, who are driving this truck back to history town, but the increasingly right-wing and radical governments who only give a shit about nationalism by way of subjugating brown people? Hate and ugliness are in such massive abundance these days, it's no wonder so many of us live in defensive mode. Israel and Palestine exist on a landmass that equates to the size of New Jersey. Let us not forget that. And you can't tell me the people from North Jersey are really that different from the people from South Jersey. But I digress. The increasingly authoritarian actions used are very alarming. Bulldozing someone's home for committing a crime, killing 1,000 to 1 in every attack, and taking away rights at every turn is more than a bit much. It's the witch's brew pot that hate, violence, and destruction undoubtedly spill out of. Like JFK quoted Martin Luther King, "When peaceful revolution is impossible, violent revolution is inevitable. We must spread peace and justice through understanding before it all blows up in our faces, which we can prevent, but which will take much, much work. We have the capacity to see others in ourselves. We simply must allow ourselves the humanity to do so."